So the annual rate of inflation has eased further. Prices aren't rising quite as fast as they have been. And retailer Tesco is cutting the cost of 700 popular items by an average, it says, of 10%. So some good news this lunchtime for consumers. Although Tesco rival Lidl has told this programme it's already cheaper and indicated it won't be responding to this Tesco move. Speaking earlier, Tánaiste Micheál Martin said it was important that a correction happened, given that input costs, including energy, had fallen. He said people had gone through a very difficult period with increases in the cost of living. So what's behind this move by Tesco and other possible moves by rival retailers, excluding Lidl, as we said? Well, join us here in studio is Damien O'Reilly from the College of Business at TU Dublin, a retail expert and member of the Minister's Retail Forum. A very good afternoon to you, Damien O'Reilly.
Good afternoon.
Welcome to the programme. Let's put this in context, first of all. 700 items in Tesco will be coming down in price, but in terms of their range, how significant is that number?
Well, it is significant. They do carry around 15 to 20,000 different products in the stores now, but a lot of those would not be items that would be what we would call FMCG, fast-moving consumer goods. So they'd be slower-moving items in the store. But they've decreased the price by 10% on average of 700 different items within the store. And just to give you like kind of a little bit of a breakdown on that, there's 100 products in the fresh produce, meat and chilled cabinets that are down. 115 in health and beauty range that are down. You know, sauces, meal ingredients, 120 items. Very little in food and drink. Beers and wine. And frozen foods, then about 90 products. So it's kind of essentials that people would tend to buy that have been cut.
So people who do their shop in Tesco, what kind of impact are they going to see on that bill at the end of the checkout?
Let's see, 10%. If you buy 100 items at €1 on average per product, that's 100 euros. You're going to see that's coming down to 90 or just below 90 at the moment. So that's quite a significant saving.
So over a year, maybe hundreds of euros.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's it's as the minister said there when you mentioned in your introduction, it's about the input costs. Like the input costs, kind of, you know, if you take a tin of beans, your average tin of beans, they're produced and it takes maybe 6 months to process those. So basically, they decide their costs to the suppliers 6 months back. So basically, every 6 months would have a rolling contract with suppliers. So they would have known, big retailers would have known what the input costs were from the manufacturers. So therefore, they're able to push those on to the consumers now.
So they're not taking a hit then, Tesco, on their margin.
Well, I would suggest that they're probably taking a slight hit on it as well. Yeah, because you know these 700 products, they've kind of gone for the big bang, rather than as we had a number of weeks ago, Lidl saying they're reducing the price of milk, for example, and then Tesco saying they're reducing the price of bread. It's only two or three products out of a range of, as we said, 2,000 for the discounters and 20,000 for the big retailers. So it's kind of gone for the big bang, and it's going to be very difficult for the opposition, the Super Values and Dunnes especially, to copy these straight away.
You would expect to see Dunnes and Super Value responding, would you?
Absolutely, yeah. I think the ads in the Sunday Independent,
That's all right.
But in the Sunday papers, the ads you see for the supermarkets, will include discounts this weekend, I would suggest.
Yeah, and again, will they be matching product for product, or will they be trying to refine it to meet perhaps what they see as the expectations or the needs of their own particular segment of the market?
Yeah, they'll one of the things with doing 700 products is that they haven't published the 700 products, because that would just be giving information to the rivals to say, here's the 700 products we've reduced on, off you go and do it yourself, so they could do it tomorrow. So somebody's got to go and do the price matching and price checking over the next couple of days. So it makes it more difficult. And it'd be interesting to see, given what Tesco have done with 700 items, whether there will be a change in spend this weekend for the big shops that consumers are doing, whether they'll spend more in Tesco's as opposed to the Super Value or Dunnes at the moment.
And they'll have real-time information that will measure the response of the consumer. I mean, they have that kind of level of sophistication, haven't they?
Well, yeah, like every retailer will have that. They load their sales from week to week. They load their sales from store to store, year by year, day by day, week by week. You know, so they'll be able to measure that, and they'll be able to see whether people have changed their shopping habits, even if it's only for a short term. But I mean, once you get in and get the loyalty card, you know, know, they're probably hoping that they will get some consumers that will stick.
How much transparency, Damien, do we have in relation to the pricing that the supermarkets, the multiples engage in, the margins that they can generate on different products, and the profits that they can deliver at the end of the day?
Besides Aldi, the other big retailers, the Discount, the Little, Tesco's, Super Value, and Dunnes, we're not sure of what margins they make. But I mean, if we go on what's happening within the UK, we can see that they're not price gouging, that there's been very little, the price increases have been necessary, and they're not making, huge profits. We can see that here in Ireland as well. It's based on the figures in the UK, but they don't break out margins here. So, that would be one thing that we'd have to legislate for, is to be able to have visibility of margins. But, the supermarkets it's a very, very competitive business.
All right. Well, listen, thanks for that, Damien. That's Damien O'Reilly from TU Dublin.